Hey, this is Jeremy Roenick, and guess what? You guys are listening to the Jim Bob Show.
Hey, this is Wayne Larrabee, and you're listening to Roar on WGN.
Hey, this is Jim McMahon, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
I had to pop a beer for this one.
Attaboy.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Brian Urlacher, and you're listening to the Jim Bob Show.
That's awesome. Oh,
and
that's
then,
it.
How about one? This is Brian Urlacher. I'm not a bitch.
No.
That's about, love that one.
Half the coaches in the league. The Mondays were the worst. And that's when you really got tested, when you came off a tough loss. You got into the office on Monday. You found out two more players were hurt. You didn't realize. The sky's always falling in the NFL on Mondays.
Yeah, they're 40-1, which is shorter than I thought. You know, it,
why aren't they 100-1?
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago skyline studio. It is the Jim Bob Show game day edition, heard right here and on great stations all around the country. Jim Bob, another week in the books, and we are starting to find out the identities of some of these teams. The Bears may be better than we thought they might be early on. The Patriots maybe a little better. The Vikings still very good. What do you think?
Well, I will tell you, I'm with you, Dane. I think that Caleb is looking a little more confident in the pocket. I think they've made some changes on the offensive line, and that's working. And just having that calmness and presence in the pocket. And guess what? Finding DJ Moore. I mean, he's been on the field every game. I don't know why it took five games to find him, but finally found him. And so you look on paper and you look at that wide receiver core and you look at Kmet and find them, you know, make the throw or put the guys in motion, get them open, get the separation and find them. So I was pleased with last week. I thought that the Bears played really good, and even though I was admonishing them the week before.
And the week before that.
Yeah, look, we got the talent, you know, let's showcase it, and I like what I saw, I really did.
It's one thing on paper to have the talent, it's another to make it happen on the field, and so much about the quarterback position, especially for rookies, is confidence, and to believe that you can do it. There have been a lot of great players on paper, great college players that have not been able to make that transition to stardom in the NFL and at that next level. And so, Jim Bob, your thoughts. How important is it, though, from, you know, for the progression of a player, specifically a quarterback, especially coming in as the number one pick, to actually execute, get some touchdowns, and know that you can do it at this level?
I think it's incredibly important. I mean, you know, the first few weeks here, you know, not just Caleb Williams, but we've got a ton of quarterbacks in the NFL. You know, on the accuracy part and finding their receivers, it's like almost like me searching for my car keys. I mean, my God, we know they're good. I mean, progressive read, start at the tree and find them. I can't believe, you know, the defenses are being playing that good. But anyhow, he found DJ Moore here, which is exciting. And I love DJ. I think he's one of the best players in the NFL. And I wish the Packers had him.
The NFL is growing and growing in popularity, and you're seeing it by these highly anticipated sold-out games in other countries around the world. The Bears taking center stage in one of these against the Jaguars. Your thoughts on that? I mean, the players, they get out there a little bit earlier. I think they're leaving midweek, and so they got plenty of time to get acclimated to it. You know, a little bit of jet lag. Like, do the players, these are young people. Are they just excited to be a part of what is a big game for the NFL, or does it make it a difficult game to play?
Well, I think it is difficult. I mean, you know, you got a lot of 20-year-old young people that, you know, some of them never travel abroad. I mean, until you get to college, some of them have never been on an airplane. I mean, you know, it was like me. I mean, I didn't have Chinese food until I was like 20. I mean, I didn't even know they had. I mean, I'm from a small town, but
you know what they call it in China? Food.
Exactly. But I do think that traveling abroad is a more difficult game. You've got, you know, the excitement of going to London or other countries that we play in. I think that that's an important aspect that you got to get your players, you know, focused in. And so I know that, you know, the first time I got on an airplane, first time I went to London, I mean, those were great experiences. And you know, you're 21, 22, 23, 24. I mean, that's different than when you're 73 traveling to London. I mean, so I think that what we're going to see, though, is that the Jaguars have not played well. I mean, their defense seems to have more holes in it than my high school blue jeans did. Okay. I mean that. And the odds are that they're going to continue to do that. I think that Caleb's got a great opportunity to find those holes in that defense and get ready, folks. Pour yourself something really smooth like El Bandito Yankee Tequila and get ready for some excitement over there. And so
it's like 8 a.m.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good, you know, you got to start somewhere, Dane. And, you know, there's a song, it's 8 o'clock somewhere.
You got the tequila sunrise. It makes you think you got a quarterback with all the entire future in front of him and a bright future, right? And then you've got someone who has already banked a Hall of Fame career and looking to kind of scratch out a little more of a legacy, maybe a Super Bowl appearance for the New York Jets, and you still have drama. It seems like Aaron Rodgers, no matter what happens, the one thing he always guarantees, whether it's good wins or bad wins, is drama.
Well, that or talking about, you know, his hallucinogenic drugs he's taking. I mean, it's hard for, I mean, you know, we just got sick of him up in Green Bay, got sick of the hallucinogenic drugs and
sensory deprivation chambers.
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, all right, move on. You know, next. And so he's moved his story. He looks like not a 40-year-old. Let's not even tease Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco looks better in the pocket right now than Aaron Rodgers does. And what's Joe, 70-something?
75.
Yeah. So that was last week's show. But I'm betting against the Jets. Buffalo is favored by 2.5 points. And the drama that Aaron Rodgers has created now with the Jets and the fact that, you know, they thought that he was somehow going to be the savior for them. The Jets on defense are a very good team. That offense that they have, and I'm not for sure if I'm going to fire the head coach, I might have wanted to get rid of the offensive coordinator too, but Aaron wasn't going to let that happen.
What kind of, I mean, as far as the team and the players, if there is a situation where the coaching, like, what kind of damage does that do? We talked about it last year with the Eagles losing some of their main coaches, and it just, I mean, it takes a toll.
It does. I mean, I think the Eagles suffer from it later in the season. You know, you can get by the first part of the season because you've got such talent, but, you know, becoming a great offensive coordinator, play caller, and defensive coordinator, schemer, and play caller, I mean, I think you start seeing that later on in the year, and we'll see it this season as well. The great defenses only get better during the course of the season. I mean, Spagnuolo with the Chiefs is like I said, he's always my favorite defensive coordinator. And you look at what the Vikings are doing now, though, too, on defenses with Flores. I mean, there's some great defensive coordinators out there, some great offensive coordinators, and I like to pick those guys. I mean, I've always been someone who follows the coaches, and I think those guys are just as important as the players in a lot of respect. And so I think that what the Jets are going to have to deal with now is that I never was a Robert Saleh fan. I thought that he was a decent defensive coordinator, but he had immense talent. My God, the 49ers were loaded. I mean, you know, so that's where you make a mistake sometimes. Some of these defensive coordinators, they get these head coaching jobs and everybody thinks, hey, they're qualified for it. Well, let's look at what the roster looked like. Was the roster full of all pros? I mean, did you have really big impact players? And you know, in the 49ers situation with Saleh, of course they did. And so that's one of the things you got to be a little bit careful with. If you're a billionaire, you got a ton of dough, might want to vet it down.
Yeah, going into this week, you got undefeated teams. Some expected, like the Kansas City Chiefs, some unexpected, like the Minnesota Vikings. You look at that. I mean, it's a difference. These are tough games. Hard to win in the NFL. And either one of these teams, it could have gone either way, right? With the Chiefs, they could have lost a couple of those games. The Vikings, I don't know. The Vikings have looked as solid as any team in the NFL.
Well, I'll tell you what. The power rankings for me right now is the Vikings are for real. I've got the Chiefs at one, and they're toying with people. I was at the game, as you know. We were in the El Bandito suite and the Wanna Parlay suite, and we watched Patrick Mahomes. I mean, if Patrick Mahomes makes two more passes that he missed in scrambles, it's 30-7 or 30-10, and it's a blowout. They just have missed a few things, and it seems like they were just playing with the Saints. I didn't even take the game seriously. I thought that the Chiefs were that dominant. So I've got the Chiefs at one. I've got the Vikings at two. I've got the Lions at three. And I've got the Commanders and the Bills at 4 and 5 and the Ravens there, too. I mean, I still think the Bills are – we'll see this weekend. I mean, the Bills, if they don't dominate this weekend, I'll change my power ranking. But if the Bills for somehow would not win impressively over the Jets, I'm going to be disappointed in that. I'll tell you who I really like this week, though, is that I think the Bengals are just primed to go off. They're the best 1-4 team in the NFL. I mean, you know, when you're going in and you're 5-0.
You think that makes them feel a little bit better?
Well, yeah.
You guys are the best 1-4 team.
They really are. I mean, you know, they're the best 1-4 team. I don't want to go up against them. I still think they're dangerous. And so, you know, they got to go in. And you know, are the Giants better than their record indicates? The Bengals sure are. I expect a lot of big things. Another great game, though, is the Ravens and, you know, the Commanders. Jaden Daniels has played phenomenally. He's my pick for Rookie of the Year, and he's up for Offensive NFL Player of the Year. So he's the guy that I think is really great. I think he's got a lot of big future in front of him. But he has not played a Ravens defense. He played against Tampa Bay Bucks, and the Bucks beat the Washington Commanders, and now he's got to take on this Ravens defense, which I believe is better than Tampa Bay's. And so I expect the Ravens to expose the Commanders a little bit. If they don't, then, hey, the Commanders, and they're playing a tough game. Like I said, the Commanders are in my top five on power rankings right now.
Yeah, with the Bears playing in England, of course, that's where Tim and DeBus and all of the tailgaters are going to be. In our listening area, it's going to be up in Green Bay. And before we go to our first break, set that stage, Jim Bob. This is the tail greeter, El Bandito Yankee Tequila Tailgate. It's going to be happening up there. This game, I think this is the time. You know, the Packers, they won last week. They've won a couple games. Record is not too bad, but they certainly have not played at their best.
They haven't. And the Cardinals are doing well against the spread. I believe the game's probably going to be closer than what people really want if you're in Green Bay. You know, that 5.5, 6 points, depending on where you're at, is that I'd prefer to just take the over. I think there's going to be plenty of points scored. I could see this being a 27-25, a 30-27 type game. I really do. I think it's going to be an offensive shootout. Tyler McMurray is dynamic. I mean, he's crazy fast. I mean, you know, they've been showing these quarterback runs and offensive player runs, whether running back or wide receiver. And, you know, Tyler McMurray, they clocked him at 21.9 mile an hour the other day. I mean, I don't know, but that's booking.
It's pretty fast, regardless.
It's not as fast as you know, I ran in Africa when those lions were chasing me. I can tell you, I was picking them up and putting them down that day. But
you don't have to be faster than the lion. You just have to be faster than your buddy Dave.
That's right, which I am. I mean, you know, sorry, Dave, but, you know, you're about 40 pounds overweight, and I outran you, and I know you got some injuries from it. But
regardless of the score of the game, you always win with the undefeated flavor of El Bandito Yankee Tequila. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be back with more of the Jim Bob Show, Game Day Edition.